In Chicago today, two former rivals sat down together for the first time since the election. President-elect Barack Obama held a private meeting with Senator John McCain. At a brief appearance beforehand, Mr. Obama described the meeting this way.
Just going to have a good conversation about how we can do some work together to fix up the country, and also to offer thanks to Senator McCain for the outstanding service he's already rendered.
And Senator McCain is not the only former rival who's been talking with the president-elect. Last week, Senator Hillary Clinton traveled to Chicago, where she discussed a possible role in the Obama administration. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson is here to talk with us about these meetings. And Mara, let's start with this meeting with Senator John McCain. Any details about what came out of it?
Well, after the meeting, they issued a statement saying they were going to work together to change the bad habits of Washington and work together on problems like energy and national security. You know, we've been waiting for Barack Obama to fill in the blanks of exactly what he meant when he promised to create this new post-partisan politics. And I think what he was trying to convey with that meeting was a little bit of that. We also know that if Obama wants to get big things done, like health care and energy reform, he's going to need Republican support. And John McCain, despite the bitterness of the campaign they just went through, has spent his whole career working across the aisles on issues like climate change and stem cell research and immigration. And I think there are a lot of areas where Obama would like his support, including Iraq and Afghanistan, as he fine-tunes his campaign promises about both of those wars.
Let's talk now about President-elect Obama's meeting last Thursday with Hillary Clinton, and a lot of talk about whether she is being considered for Secretary of State.
Well, it certainly has been the most thrilling leak out of the transition. I actually think it's not a leak, it's a trial balloon, and it's a trial balloon that's getting a lot of altitude.
Because they don't leak much.
Yes, they don't leak much, but also it's been met with a lot of approval across the board. She's obviously capable and effective. She has a lot of stature internationally. She was more hawkish than he was during the primaries. And I think if he does offer her this position, it shows you where he might be moving on some of those issues. It would also really involve some hatchet burying. But that being said, I think it shows, if he offers it to her, that he's not afraid to have someone with her clout and celebrity on his team. It also shows that the famous no drama Obama is willing to tolerate a little bit of drama, because that is what you always get with the Clintons.
And we are talking about two here. I mean, the vetting process here will be interesting. The Obama transition team has made it clear they'll be looking not just at the potential nominee, but also their spouses. And a big question there is former President Bill Clinton and his business relationship since he left the White House.
I am told that Senator Clinton and President-elect Obama are working very hard to make this work. They want to make it happen. There are hurdles. The hurdles are exactly what you described, Bill Clinton's role, and not just about what he's going to disclose about his past donors to his library and his foundation and his business dealings, because so far he's disclosed very little, but much more importantly, what his role will be going forward, who he'll be able to raise money from in the future for the library and the foundation. And they really need to avoid conflicts of interest and complications if she's Secretary of State. He is a major international philanthropist, and they have to figure out what his role would be.
Mara, it does look like Barack Obama is tapping a lot of Clinton alumni for his administration. How can he do that and still maintain the mantle of change?
Well, first of all, there's a big difference between a cabinet that looks like a restoration of the Clinton administration, which is something that I think that the president-elect would want to avoid, and dipping into the large pool of former Clinton administration officials to staff your government. There is not a parallel universe of Democratic talent. There's no alternative Democratic bench other than the Clinton world. And I do think that Obama has shown with his appointment so far and the ones he's thinking about that he wants to be pragmatic and get things done, and he needs experienced people to do that. It's kind of like what Hillary said during the campaign, isn't it? You need experience to make change.
Okay, NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Mara, thanks so much.
Thank you.